Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. For nearly 50 years, DeSmith, South Dakota has been the home of the Laura Ingalls Wilder pageant, attracting tourists from around the world. In 1994, broadcaster Chuck Anderson brought his radio show to DeSmith. Now the archives of those conversations live online. Find them at sdpb.org/images of the past. Click on the Personalities with Chuck Anderson link on the right side of the page. Chuck Anderson joins us now from Huron. Welcome back, sir.
Hi, Lori. Greetings from Huron, home of the South Dakota State Fair and the world's largest pheasant.
Well, there you go. I did not know that was the world's largest pheasant.
Yeah.
Was in your backyard.
You'll have to come up and take a look.
I will indeed.
I was listening to your show. I like the guy who recommended whiskey for the snake bite. Right. And the only thing I didn't know was, do you put it on the skin or do you drink it?
Well, both.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
Make the executive decision there and say you just can't go wrong by doing both.
I love the executive decision.
Let's talk about one of these other great South Dakota traditions, giant pheasants and the Laura Ingalls Wilder pageant. You went there in 1994. What drew you to DeSmith to tell that story?
I had become friends with Lori McCoy, a very wonderful country western singer. She is from DeSmith, and she was going to be the narrator for the pageant. And she said, why don't you come over? It's really a good show. And I bet I've driven through DeSmith 1,000 times in my lifetime, and I never made it to the pageant. So I took her up on it, and I'm so glad that she invited me over. I was so impressed. I've been talking about it for 23 years. This is just like Broadway on the prairie. It's really good.
We're going to take a listen to some excerpts from your conversation, and let's start out talking about the background of the pageant, how it got its start, and this is, tell me, is it Portia Potvin? Is that how you say your name?
That's right, Portia Potvin.
At the time.
It is so exciting. Our community has done this for over 26 years. It has just been incredible. We've been running it. It started actually like with as a dream or an idea of a couple of school teachers, and my mother was one of them. And so it's kind of fun that we, you know, it has been going on that long. But in about 68, 69, these two teachers got together and they talked about it in the community and said, well, let's try it. They did it in the DeSmith High School auditorium for a couple of years, and then they moved it outside and made it into a true pageant. And so from there, it has just gone and gone and gone, and thousands of DeSmithians and area farmers and area small town people have volunteered and given up time and met so many thousands of people that come to the little town on the prairie.
That's Portia Potvin, who was the director of the Laura Ingalls Wilder pageant at the time, 1994, when Chuck Anderson talked with her. Do you know, was she a long-term director there?
Pardon me?
Do you know if Portia was a long-term director there? How many years did she?
She had been on for about 4 years at that point. But you can tell by her voice, she's a very high-energy person. And when she produces and directs, it's all high energy.
So tell me about the production itself. You said Broadway on the Prairie. Walk me through what it's like to be in the audience there, because I also have never been.
Oh, Lori, you've got to go. No kidding. This is... You'd think that I own stock in DeSmith or something. I don't. But it's such a big event. For example, if you were to walk through the car lot out there on the pasture, you'll see cars from all over the nation and even out of state and out of country. You'll see cars from Japan and Canada and Europe. It's exceptional. But the one thing you want to do is bring a blanket and a jacket, because people, even if it's 80 or 90 degrees out on that daytime, people forget what it's like on the prairie at night, and it gets chilly.
Let's talk a little bit about that landscape and how it sort of informed the books. And here's another clip from Chuck Anderson's conversation with Portia Potvin.
The Ingalls family came from Walnut Grove, Minnesota in 1879, and that is recorded in the story. The true story is told by Laura Ingalls Wilder in the book By the Shores of Silver Lake. Then they lived here in 1879. From there, then we went to the Long Winter, and that's the name of our pageant we're doing this year, the Long Winter of 1880-1881. And then it was the Little Town on the Prairie, how D. Smith actually grew and started growing, and all the buildings and the trees getting planted, and that type of history, plus the history of the Ingalls family, and then these happy golden years when Laura and Elmanzo Wilder become husband and wife. And then another book goes from On the Way Home, and that tells about how Laura leaves South Dakota and lives the rest of her life in Mansfield, Missouri. But the rest of the Ma and Pa, Mary, Carrie, and Grace all stayed in South Dakota. And they're all buried in our cemetery except for Laura.
Chuck, is the pageant everything put on by volunteers? Is it a huge, casting of actors from out of town? How is the production done?
It's they have over 100 people involved in the production, over 30 actors, principal actors themselves, that'll be on the prairie. And they wander from one set to another. The sets are part of the landscape there. So it isn't like the curtain goes down and your crew goes out and everybody's rushing around moving. No, everybody just moves over to the next setting. But it's a very interesting organization. Can you imagine organizing over 100 people, you know, for just such a program? Now, there's more than just the play, Lori. You've also got the concession stand, which is very important. You got to have the hot dogs and the popcorn and all that stuff. And they got a marvelous souvenir booth that everything is stamped from the Laura Ingalls Wilder pageant. And it's just amazing. They have, if you get there early, and if you talk to Jim Lucky, if he's still driving that wagon train, if you're lucky, Lori, they'll put you on, and it's free of charge, and you can just take a ride all around the whole prairie out there on these wagons.
Now, that was kind of a fun moment for you, and we've got a little audio clip from that. Chuck Anderson talking with the wagon driver and his passengers.
Yes. Here's that horse-drawn trailer that I was telling you about, and this is going to be a lot of fun. Did you have fun, kids?
Yeah.
Hey, how many kids?
Hi!
Hey, guys, they got about 800 kids on that wagon.
They got them packed in there. They're going to market.
Your name, sir?
Jim Lucky.
And Jim, this is a great, great part of the show. Whoa! Nice mastery on the horses, Jim. You're here every night?
I'm here for the entire 9 nights of the pageant, yes.
Is this free, or do you have to pay to get on the wagon?
No, the wagon rides are sponsored by DeSmet Farm Mutual Insurance Company.
So if Lori and I want to get on the wagon, how much is it going to cost us?
It's not going to cost you a thing. Just get on. Have a ride.
Thanks, Jim. That's a lot of fun. What kind of horses?
Well, one of them's a Belgian. The other one's a Percheron.
Oh, I just told everybody it was a matched pair.
Well, you're a little bit off.
I've been a little bit off.
Are you a little colorblind?
Well, we saw you way down in the pasture down by the slough there. Look matched to me.
There are two wagons that go around, and the other one I think is pretty matched.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
The other team is matched.
Well, Jim, let's assume that I just saw the other team. Thanks. You're a good sport.
Okay.
He's a nice guy.
I knew you would play that. You know, that shows you my repertoire of horses.
I'm How could I not?
Horses, yeah. They're different colors and everything, and I call them a matched pair.
I just love the kids screaming in that wagon, and you just take me right there. I can sort of see them all sort of dangling off the sides precariously.
You can be part of that, Lori.
Well, you know, you said Lori and I were going to get on the wagon. I know it's a different Lori, but,
Laura,
in my mind, you know, Chuck and Lori are just going to get on the wagon and go for a ride there with all those kids.
Wouldn't that have been fun?
This is just good radio right there.
You would have been about 3 years old at that time.
I'd be on the wagon. I'm one of the screaming children. Who knows? A little bit older than three. So this whole thing has this element of, you know, a celebration as well. Let's talk, Chuck, about the appeal of Laura Ingalls Wilder and, you know, the landscape and the stories. And you know, why does that endure all these years later? Almost 50 years of doing this pageant now.
I think that it's a part of South Dakota heritage. We all, if we're from South Dakota, we all have that pioneer spirit in us. And man, I'll tell you, with the Laura Ingalls Wilder books, and they talk about the hardships and the blizzards and the tough times and poverty. And I think that we can all, as South Dakotans, can identify with that. And not only South Dakotans, but it's very popular throughout the world.
You know, when I read those books, I'm thinking of that hardship that just sort of got my mind going off in a direction there, because I do remember the books where it was Christmas time and Laura would get an orange and a piece of, you know, peppermint candy or something in her stocking. Why do you think that's so appealing to kids? You think we'd be mortified by that, but yet we were drawn to the simplicity of it.
Well, I think that you hit it right there, the simplicity. Mm-hmm. These were simple times. We hadn't heard of atomic bombs and nuclear energy. We hadn't heard about ISIS and beheadings and all of this horror that's going on right now. These are simple times. They were simple people who were living a very simple life, and they had to struggle very hard to live, to make a living. And I think that's how we can identify with these people. And in a way, I think sometimes people wish we could go back. But then, of course, you won't have television and all the nice things that you've got right now, Lori.
We won't have the nice air-conditioned car which to get to the Laura Ingalls Wilder pageant. I do remember just thinking that there was a lesson there for me, even as a young child, to be satisfied with those simple things. That was part of the message that Laura had, was the sense that, you know, these little things made her so happy, and that was for us too.
They were so family friendly too.
Right.
You don't see all of the F words in there and all of the obscenities that the comedians and writers think that they have to put into their literature now to make it sell. To me, it offends me, and I wish they would grow up and not have to use the language that they're using right now.
Let's listen to some of these voices from the pageant. Here's Chuck Anderson finding out where some of these families are from.
We just stepped out of the tech booth, and there's a whole bunch of people down here getting autographs. Let's just go around. We can get a little sampling of where the people are from. Where are you from, ma'am?
Near Mitchell, South Dakota.
Hey, and came up for the pageant.
That's right.
Hey, should we get the names of are these your children here? Can we get their names?
Anisha Clum.
And how old are you?
7.
And I bet you're from around Mitchell, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your name?
Mariah.
Mariah, what grade are you in? You look like you're in high school.
Can I go to kindergarten?
Kindergarten. Well, I'll bet you're looking forward to this. Thanks for coming up.
You bet. We're going to enjoy it. We have so far.
Are these fellas with you, too?
Oh, no, they are.
Hey, where are you guys from?
We're from Kingsley, Iowa.
Wow, you've come just
about 4 hours. Yeah.
4 hours.
Hey, and your name?
I'm Adam Zelmer.
And grade?
And I'm in fourth grade.
Let's see now. To be in the fourth grade, roughly how old would you have to be?
About 10.
Okay, and your friends' names?
I'm Grant Ross.
And your age and where are you from?
I'm from Kingsley, Iowa, and I'm 10, going to be 11.
Okay.
Josh Hackett.
And your town?
Kingsley, Iowa.
Are you about 10 or 8?
10.
Okay. Did we get you?
No.
Hey, where are you from?
Kingsley.
Boy, you must have brought a whole bus up here.
Yes, we did.
Oh, that's
aren't
just...
They're
adorable. Now they're all grown up, probably, huh?
Yeah,
this is 1994.
Sure, they're listening to you right now.
Yeah, that's right. And they're saying, that's me. And they remember that microphone. You had fun on this assignment as well. How often did you get to have fun as a broadcaster and really get out and talk to families and kids just doing something for a good time?
I love mixing with people. And my best forte is the man on the street type of interviews. I got one coming up that I can talk maybe for a few moments on later. It's the state fair, and it's to promote the state fair. And I went out and I did an interview with a whole bunch of kids, and they talked about everything, including throwing up when they came off the Ferris wheel. They're very cute.
Why did you like man on the street conversations so much? What was the appeal for you?
It's never sterile. It isn't just choreographed. It's absolute fresh. It's a guy's speech as he comes, as what he's thinking. And he hasn't got time, Lori, to think about how dumb it might sound. He just comes out and he says it, which to me is just pure fun to be with people. And it reminds me of just my folks when they used to play cards during the 30s and in the tough years. They just were plain people having a lot of fun.
Now we could talk about folks playing cards for a long time. That's another nostalgic moment right back with Laura Ingalls Wilder. My parents taught me how to play Pinochle when I was pretty young.
Yeah.
And I used to, it's complicated, and I used to cry when I got it wrong.
Double deck or single deck?
The single deck.
Okay. Marine Corps, we used to play double deck.
It might have been double. You know what? It was double deck.
Well, that's Marine Corps style.
That's right. There we go.
We're
done. And then they're off and running. How often did you get to do that, just sort of go out in the street and get whatever was on top of somebody's mind?
Well, I tried at probably half of my shows are that
really?
Way. And in fact, one thing I don't think most people even understand, all of my guests are from South Dakota. Or they were from here and they've moved away, like Jim Barnes, who went out to Las Vegas and just set the world on fire, and he had a bigger theatrical cast than anyone else in the city of Las Vegas. But he was from Huron, so we could talk about Huron. And, it's just a lot of fun. That's all I can put it.
All right. Chuck Anderson, you can hear the archives of many of these conversations on the SDPB website. You go to sdpb.org/images of the past. Sorry. You look on the right-hand column. You'll see personalities with Chuck Anderson. There's a link there. I think you can download it as a podcast, or you can just listen online. Chuck, always a pleasure. We will see you next time. Thanks for bringing this to us today.
It was a pleasure to be with you, Lori. Thank you very much.